人是唯一能知的。
Humankind are the only ones who can know.
知的本身是什么？
What does it mean to know?
我们怎么知道我们所知的是对的？
How do we know that what we know is correct?
知的对象是什么？
What is the object of knowing?
从我不知变成知，经历了什么？
From not knowing to knowing, what do we experience?
我所知的东西是比我更小的，或者比我更大。
What I know is it bigger than I or smaller than I?
当我知的过程中间发现有所不准确的时候，从不准确的知变成准确的知，是凭着什么权威去评定的？
In the process of knowing, if we are not certain about what we know, how do we judge whether?On what basis do we decide to make it more precise?
这些问题是比我知什么是更深一层的知识。
These questions are much deeper than the simple one of what do I know?
先要问知识是可能的吗？
The first question is it possible to know?
如果是可能的话，可能到哪一种程度呢？
If it is possible, to what degree is it possible?
是相对的程度，或者是绝对的程度？
Is this degree relative or absolute?
是不是在模糊中间有所一些基本的把握，就等于已经有了知识呢？
In the midst of vagueness, if we have a little bit of certainty, does that mean that we have knowledge?
或者是因为我可以很把握的把每个细节都了解控制了，才叫做真的知识呢？
Or is it necessary for me to be able to understand and sort out all the details of knowing before I can say I know?
在十九世纪的时候，有一次一个科学会议里面
，In the 19th century there was a scientific meeting.
有一个人站起来说 ，I think there's nothing absolute in the world.
There was one who stood up and said, I think there's nothing absolute in the world.
你要翻译到国语去了。
我想没有绝对的事情。
事实上没有绝对的事情。
There's nothing absolute in this world.
讲这句话的人是 Herbert Spencer.
The person who spoke that was Herbert Spencer.
他讲完了以后呢？
After he spoke,
他就坐下。
He sat down.
他好像正在为他混乱知识论的这一个探讨做了一个结论。
He thought that he had just made a conclusion regarding this confusing epistemology.
He's making conclusion for his confusion of epistemology. So, I think there's nothing absolute in the world. 他讲完了以后，他坐下了。
所以他就说，我想绝对没有绝对的事情。
另外一个年轻的科学家说 ，What did you say, Mr. Spencer?
A young scientist stood up and said, What did you say, Mr. Spencer?
你是不是说世界上没有绝对的东西呢
？Do you say that there's nothing absolute in the world?
他说是的 ，I did say it.
He said, Yes, I did say it.
那你真正相信世界上没有绝对的东西吗？
Then the young scientist asked, Are you sure that there is nothing absolute in the world?
我真正相信世界上没有绝对的东西。
And he says, I truly believe that there is nothing absolute in this world.
你绝对相信世界上没有真正绝对的东西吗？
Are you absolutely sure that there is nothing absolute in this world?
他说，是，这，那就很难答下去了。
Mr. Spencer was stuck.
如果我绝对相信没有绝对的东西，我这个绝对相信已经是绝对的。
If I know with absolute certainty that there is nothing certain in the world,Then my knowledge is already certain.
这个绝对相信没有绝对的东西，同绝对不怀疑我正在怀疑是差不多一样的。
To know for certainty that there's nothing certain is similar to doubt that I have no doubt.
I never doubt about my doubt.
I never doubt about my doubt.
我肯定我正在怀疑我的怀疑，但我不怀疑我自会怀疑的。
I do not doubt what I doubt.
如果知识有了这一方面的困难的话。
If knowing has this kind of difficulty,
我们就相信没有绝对可能知道知识的话。
And you also believe that there is no certainty, absolutely certainty that we can know.
那么呢，你可以离开 MIT 回家去吧。
Then you can leave MIT and go home.
因为你正在读一个不可能知道的东西。
Because you are trying to learn something that is impossible to know.
知识的肯定。
The certainty of knowing.
知识的可能性。
The possibility of knowing.
应当是我们可以相信、可以接受的一件事情。
It's something that we should be able to believe and accept.
那么在这方面对知识的肯定的知识的本身到底是知识的范围或者是信仰的范围
But to know that it is possible to know, is it in the domain of knowledge or is it the domain of faith?
我相信知识是可能的。
I believe that it's possible to know.
或者我相信知识是不可能的。
Or I believe that it is impossible to know.
这个前提的本身不但是知识的范围，也已经牵涉到信仰的范围了。
This premise is no longer in the realm of knowledge, but in the realm of faith.
我也知道，如果我靠近microphone太近的时候，会产生另外一种声音，所以请你远一点。
I know that if you stand too close to the microphone, there's distortion, so I will stand a little bit.
Okay, I know better about the technique of using the microphone than him. 好，现在我们讲下去了。
Okay.
那么这个呢，知和信之间的关联就几乎是不能够隔绝或者不能分开的。
So therefore, we cannot distinguish between knowing and faith.
所以许多时候呢，年轻的人知识越高的时候，他就认为知识一高峰了，信仰一定是没有用了。
So therefore, for a lot of young people, they feel that the more they know, the less use there is for faith.
越高教育的人就认为信仰是根本越落伍的东西。
The more educated person may feel that faith is a low form of
out of date thing.
Out of date.
我可以告诉你，没有一个科学家不是在他的知识的背后有某一种信仰做支柱来 support 他的。
I can tell you that there is no scientist that does not have some faith behind to support him.
但是知与信之间的关系是肯定的，或者是否定的呢
？But the relationship between know and believe is it absolute or is it not?
可能不可能在我的知的背后没有信的支柱呢
？Is it possible for me to know without having the support of faith?
这是很难解答的一个问题。
That's a very difficult question to answer.
大概1500年以前呢，奥古斯丁曾经讲过这样的话语。
1500 years ago, Augustine had said this.
我的信是为了要知，我的知是为了要信。
I believe so that I may know, and I know so that I may believe.
我的知与信之间的关联是不能分开的。
The relationship between my knowing and my believing cannot be separated.
所以因知而信呢，或者因信而知，到底孰先孰后呢？
So is it first that I know and then I believe, or is it first that I believe and then I know?
他这个高级的知识分子，在人类历史中间造有第一等头脑的这个天才。
He is one of the most brilliant intellectuals in the history of mankind.
他在以赛亚书里面看到一节的圣经，上帝说：“你不信，你就不能知道。”
He saw in the book of Isaiah that God says, "If you do not believe, then you will not know."
他的心灵的深处，实实在在。得到一个很大的震惊。
There was a big impact on the, from the very depth of his heart.
所以他就发现了神的启示呢，使他建立了因信而知的一个基础。
So he understood that the revelation of God is built on knowing from believing.
什么事使你对大自然有研究呢
？How would you classify yourself as knowing the nature?
What causes you to search of the nature?
Oh, what causes one to search for nature?
是你相信这自然里面有一些的知识，我一定要把它找出来，而这个知识借着研究去达到是可能的，所以你有这个 drive impulse 研究。
Because you know that there is some knowledge to be gained, and therefore you strive to learn that knowledge about nature.
所以这个有关于知的信仰性质的支柱，使你得到一个动力去追求知的内容。
Because you believe that there is knowledge, that gives you the motivation to seek the content of knowledge.
我们被神而造的时候，就已经被放在我们里面一个求知的欲，是所有的动物所没有的。
When we were created by God, God had placed in us this desire for knowledge that is not present in animals.
人不但是唯一能知的活物。
Man is not only the only animal that can
know. Not only being, no animal.
Only being that can know.
人是唯一能知的活物，而且是唯一有那个求知欲的那个雄心大志的活物。
Not only is he the only being that can know, he's also the only being that has the desire for knowledge.
你看见一个小小的孩子同一只很老的猴子不同的地方在哪里
？That's the difference between a very young child and a very experienced monkey.
这个小孩子的这个求知欲，虽然在最小的阶段中间已经。继续不断以好奇的本性表现出来了。
In the small child, you can see out of curiosity, his desire for knowing.
最有经验的老猴子呢，他根本没有求知欲，继续发展的那个可能性。
But yet, even in the oldest monkey, you cannot see his curiosity or his search for knowing.
所以我要问你一个问题, 我看你 IQ 高不高?
So I want to ask you a question to test your IQ.
What is the difference between professor and monkey?
你告诉这个猴子有什么分别?
你知道吗?
Do you know?
What is the difference between the professor? He's a professor, not old enough. He's a professor, right? What is the difference between a professor and monkey? You don't know that?
Do you know the answer?
Okay, I tell you. The professor is bald-headed, and the monkey is bald-bottom. 就是这样的分别 为什么呢? 因为人是 thinking being monkey is not 人是思考的 而动物不是
the reason is because man is a thinking being and an animal is not
这就是阿里斯多德说 我们怎么把这人与万物之间做一个分界呢?
So Aristotle asked the question how can we make a classification between man and other beings?
什么东西使人与万物中间有所分别呢?
What is the difference between man and all other creatures?
他得到了一个很简单的结论
He had a very simple conclusion.
阿里斯多德的结论虽然不完全
His conclusion although is not complete
但是阿里斯多德的结论是非常非常特殊的
But his conclusion is very very special.
因为他是研究不同的专家
Because he is expert in researching
the differences. 一个呢, 聪明的人, 一看就看见不同在哪里, 笨的人一直看相同在哪里。
The smart person looks for where the differences are, the not so smart person looks for where the similarities are.
所以如果你看了这些东西, 马上看见不同的在哪里, 而且看出的不同, 不是分量的不同, 而是本质的不同, 那你就与别人真正不同了。
So if you can see immediately the difference, and not only the quantitative difference, but the qualitative difference, then you are already different.
当你看见分量的不同的时候, 你感到很容易找到它的不同。
If you see quantitative difference, you may feel that it is easy to find such differences.
但是你感到本质不同的时候, 你发现这是很少人可以看到的不同。
But can you, if you can see a difference in quality or essence, then you will see that very few people can find that.
本质的不同是一种不同。
The difference in essence is a kind of difference.
分量的不同是另外一种不同。
Quantitative difference is another kind of difference.
分量的不同与本质的不同是不同的。
The difference between quantitative difference and qualitative difference is qualitatively different.
本质的不同同分量的不同之间的不同是本质的不同。
The difference between quantitative difference and qualitative difference is qualitatively different.
不是分量的不同，而是本质的不同。
It's not a quantitative difference, but a difference in essence.
阿里斯多德要看人与动物之间不同的在哪里，达尔文是看相同的在哪里。所以呢，阿里斯多德比达尔文聪明的多了。
Aristotle wanted to know what is the difference between humans and other creatures. Darwin looks wants to find out what the similarities are, and therefore. Darwin and Aristotle are different.
No, and Aristotle
is much smarter than Darwin.
而且呢，他比达尔文早活了2000多年。
And not only that, but he preceded Darwin by more than 2,000 years.
所以呢，2000多年前有像阿里斯多德这么聪明的人，过了2000年才出一个像达尔文这样比较不聪明的人，这表示进化论是错的。
Intelligent as Aristotle 2,000 years ago, and then 2,000 years later to have an ordinary thinker like Darwin proves that evolution is false.
It's wrong. 所以你看见这个研究不同的人，这个人是很聪明的。
So if you can see someone who researches the difference, then he must be a very clever person.
人与动物之间不同的地方在哪里呢？
What is the difference between man and animal?
其实这其中太多了，在我的一本书里面，你至少可以找到12种不同的地方。
In fact, there are too many such differences. In a book I wrote, you can find 12 such differences.
至少有那么多。
At least 12.
而这些不同的地方的总归呢，圣经只用两个字表写，这个叫做呢 image and the likeness of God.
The Bible summarizes all these differences with two words, the image and likeness of God.
人是按照上帝的形象样式而被造的。
Man was created in the image of God.
所有的万物没有一样是按照上帝的形象样式造的。
In all creatures, nothing else is created in the image of God.
所以人在神的形象中间有一个很特殊的地方，叫做理性的功能。
So one of the image that man has of God is his ability to reason.
理性的功能是什么呢？
What is the ability to reason?
我们能想。
We can think.
我们能比较,
we can compare.
我们能分析,
we can analyze.
我们能演绎,
we can
我们能,
analyze.
演绎, deduction.
Deduction.
我们能够这个归纳,
we can synthesize.
我们能够这个研究化解, 能够做一些实验的工作。
We can analyze, we can Search, we can research it.
Experiment.
Experiment.
那么这些的思想功能的这些程序，整个的功能加起来就叫做理性。
These abilities to think, the sum total of it, we call it rational.
我有时候看到爸爸骂孩子很笨很笨，我感到替这个孩子呢有点难过，因为实在没有笨的人的。
Sometimes I see a father rebuking his children, saying that they are very stupid.And I feel very badly because I don't think any human being is stupid.
因为我们很不公平，一只鸟能够讲早安早安，你就是很聪明很聪明，晚安都不会讲。
We are often very unfair if we see a bird mimicking, good morning, good morning. We thought it was very smart or clever, but it would not even know how to say good morning.
你的孩子会读书读到留级还去上课，你说他不聪明？
Yet your child would study, and even after he flunked out, he would continue to study, and you say that he's not smart.
虽然他留级，他读了好多东西，那个鸟永远读不来的。
Even in failing, he learns a lot more than the bird could ever hope to learn.
这个与那个之间是 qualitative difference.
There is a qualitative difference between the human.
那个 qualitative difference 是什么呢？ Based on the reasoning power.
The qualitative difference is based upon the reasoning power.
人是有理性的。
Man has.Reasoning power.
那么理性是一个什么东西呢
？What is rational?
理性是一个对可知的东西、能知的那一个容具。
Rational is the ability to own what can be known.
To know anything that can be known with the capacity and the container of knowledge. 所以这个呢，能知的这个容具，这个叫做理性的功能。
So the ability to contain what can be known.Is called the ability to reason.
啊，这个理性的本身就不是真理了。
The essence of reason is not truth.
So reasoning itself is not truth.
Reasoning itself is not truth.
理性是要明白一些可知的东西。
Because reasoning is to understand what can be known.
理性是为了明白真理。Reasoning
is to know the truth.
所以呢，理性就不是真理。
Therefore, reasoning is not truth.
当真理进到理性里面，变成理性所知的内容的时候，这个理性才得到真正的满足。
But when the truth enters the reasoning, so that the reasoning is
satisfied.
Fully satisfied.
我有理性。
I have rationale.
你有理性。
You have rationale.
我们里面这个理性呢，是为了要把真理装到里面去的。
Our reason, our purpose, that is ability to reason, is so that we can put the truth into it.
当真理进到理性的容具里面的时候
，When truth enters into the ability to reason,
所以这个理性呢就产生一个满足感。
Then the rationale has this sense of satisfaction.
从能知到真正已经知。
From can know to know already know.
未知而能知，这是理性的功能。
From not knowing to knowing, that's the function of reasoning.
在未知直到已知的这个过程中间呢，真理的本身从来没有改变。
So in the process from not knowing to knowing, the role of truth is unchanged.
但是未知。这到能知的过程中间，这能知的人本身有了改变。
However, in the process from not knowing to knowing, the person who is able to know is changed.
所以真理不因为你知或者你不知有所变化。
So truth is not changed regardless of whether you know or do not know.
但是你从不知变成知的时候，你产生变化了。
However, when you change from not knowing to knowing the truth.You undergo a fundamental change.
这个变化带来了什么呢
？What does this change bring about?
带来了人性尊严在过程中间更完全的那种喜乐。
It comes with the fulfillment of the dignity of mankind.
The joy. 啊，这种喜乐，因为你知了以后，你有种无名的喜乐，你的人性的尊严就达到了更完全的地步了。
You have this unknowing joy that brings.Your humanity to a new level.
这样呢 you are fulfilling the joy and you are more satisfied because you have grasp or and higher your potential of human understanding. 当你知道真理在进步的过程中间的时候
When you know the truth in the process of knowing the truth.
你享受了与真理合一的那种快乐。
You enjoy the happiness of being united with the truth.
这个就是求学、求知所得到的酬报。
This is the reward of learning.
我相信你们都有这样的经验。
I'm sure many of you have this experience.
是的，我知道了，原来如此。但通常的人只爱知道别人的秘密是什么。
You get great joy from saying, "Oh, I know how it is." But most of the time, you're only interested to know the secrets of other men.
比较高级的，你要知道我里面的秘密是什么。
If you are a higher level, you would like to know what is the secret in myself.
更高级的人要知道这宇宙的秘密是什么。
At even a higher level, you want to know what are the secrets of the universe.
最高级、最高级的人要知道我与神之间的关系，神与人之间的关系，神人里的万物之间的关系，所有的奥秘到底是什么。
In the highest level, you would like to know what is the secret between God's relationship to me, God's relationship to all creatures.
当这些知识在你生命中间变成一个基本的把握的时候，
when this knowledge becomes something that you can hold on to in your life,
你无论活在什么地方，
no matter where you live,
你会有一个非常镇定的灵性同这个基础。
You have a very firm, solid reasoning, rationale,and foundation
of your personality. 这就是阿里斯多德所说的那个真正的 idea man 的那种永不改变同不随便动摇的稳定的存在。
This is what Aristotle talks about, the idea man, the man that is not, cannot be shaken, is firmly rooted.
有一些小孩子他刚刚懂一些东西，他就马上大喊大叫，好像他爸爸从来不知道。
Some children, as soon as they learn something, they will go screaming and yelling about it.Thinking that their parents do not know.
还有一个老太婆从东方来，她说：“奇怪啊，美国的路啊，这边的灯都是红的，那边的都是白的，因为这边是去的，后面的灯红灯，哪边的是白的？”她好像发现新的东西一样。
There was an old lady who came to America, and she thought that all the lights on the right side are red, and all the lights on the left side are white. Of course, she was just looking at the tail lights and not the headlights on one side.
她把她自己所揪的一点点的东西当做伟大的事情，她揪的快乐就告诉别人了。
The little that she learned, she thought it was something great, and she couldn't bear to share it with everyone.
但是那些真有知识的人听到这些呢，他知道了，知道了，什么都知道了，他根本不动于衷，知道了。你现在紧张的不得了，我早就知道了。你没有生出来，我就知道了。
But for those who really know, they are not excited about that. They will say, "Yeah, I already know that. Even before you were born, I had known these things."
我从不知变成知，我改变了，但是我所知的并没有改变。
From not knowing to knowing, I am changed. But what I do know is unchanged.
我要下一个结论：真理本身是不变的，是绝对的；而知真理的人的本身是相对的，会变的。
So I want to make a conclusion. Truth itself is absolute and unchanging, but the person who knows the truth is relative and changing.
能变动的我
，the mutable I，
同不变动的真理。
To the unchanging truth, immutable truth.
相对的我
The relative I.
同绝对的真理
To the absolute truth.
这个我们要分开来 Very good. He is a very, very faithful translator. Not only verbal, but also in writings. 这真理的本身是不变的。
The essence of truth is unchanging.
所以当我从不知真理而变成知道真理的时候，是我在 process 中间进了更被成全的地步了。
So from not knowing to knowing, I have become more complete in the process.
但是真理的本身就不需要经过这一个过程使它更完全的。
But the truth itself does not require such a process to make it more complete.
那么这个真理是什么？
What is that truth?
这真理是什么？应当是人类文化中间最重心的一种求知的一个对象。
What is truth should be the object of the entire search for knowledge of our culture.
我们可以说呢，中国人呢没有答案。
We can say that the Chinese do not have an answer to that.
所以结果民间就下了一个定论，叫做公说公有理，婆说婆有理，对你是有理的，对我岂有此理。
So there's a common folks saying that I say that I know the truth and you say that you know the truth.
No, the grandfather has grandfather's truth. The grandmother has grandmother's truth. No one knows knows who is the truth.
And nobody knows who has the truth.
所以每一个人说我的才是真理，你的不是真理。
Everyone says, what I know is the truth, what you know is not.
大概呢，20年前。
Approximately 20 years ago,
全世界最大的一群的青年人, 也就是中国大陆的青年人,
one of the greatest, biggest group of young people is a group in China.
他们大喊, 战无不胜的毛泽东思想万岁。
They say, long live the invincible thinking of Chairman Mao.
结果呢?
Finally,
这个被认为是真理的, 把整个中国的文化摧毁了。 把中国的礼教把它完全打坏了，使中国变成非常野蛮、非常可怜的一个现代的民族。Finally,
he who gets the truth caused the entire destruction of China and the truth in China.
The so-called truth of Mao Zedong had ruined the culture of China and the history of the culture and makes so many young people become modern barbarian.
So I want to ask, why are we struggling?
我们为什么征战?
Why are we fighting?
What are we fighting for? Truth?
Are we fighting for the truth?
Are you seeking for the truth?
Are you seeking for the truth?
What is truth? 从这个 Socrates, Plato,
Socrates to Plato,
Aristotle,
to
Aristotle, 一直到了差不多耶稣基督的时代。
All the way until the time of Jesus Christ.
这个非常漫长的这个400多年里面,
there is a long and obvious 400 years.
希腊的哲学,
the Greek philosophy.
From skepticism.
Epicureanism.
Stoicism.
Stoicism.
传到耶稣的时代,
until the time of Jesus.
最后呢，越来越乱, 就变成一个不知道什么叫做真理的这个局面.
Finally, became more and more confused until they do not know what is true.
这个不可知论的产生，是在比拉多的时代已经爆出他的口了。This
can this confusion of not being able to know had already started from the mouth of Plato.
耶稣说：“我为真理做见证。”Oh,
Pilate is Pilate.
Yeah, Pilate.
Oh, from Pilate. Jesus says, "I am a witness for the truth."
比拉多说：“真理是什么？”Pilate
says. What is the truth?
我个人来看呢，这两个人的对话正是神的启示同人的文化一个正面交锋的两句话语。
From my personal opinion, this conversation is the immediate conflict between God's revelation and man's search.
Encounter between the certainty of the revelation of God and the final achievement of human culture in agnosticism. 人的一切的文化的最高峰，不过是产生一个我不知道什么叫做真理的这个可怕的场面，而神降卑自己的启示，乃是说 ，I am the truth.
The highest goal, the highest achievement of mankind was to conclude that I do not know. Yet God revealed directly the truth.
在人最高峰的时候是一个问号，在神降到最低的时候是带来人类的一个肯定。
The highest peak of man's achievement is a question mark. The lowest level of God's revelation is a
certainty. 我感觉呢，我做了很长久的思考。我感觉我的信仰是建立在一个可以帮助你、可以建立你、也可以对世界产生新盼望的耶稣基督的启示上面。
After a long time of searching, I can tell you what will help you, what will build you up. Is based upon the revelation of Jesus Christ.
基督在人类历史中间的显现,
the revelation of Christ in the history of mankind,
同他在某些特殊的历史时刻所讲出来一些特殊的话语,
and what he said in specific times in the history,
是人类的文化没有办法靠自己有罪的被玷污的本性去达到的那一个真正的真理的交叉点,
is unreachable in man's fallen and sinful state.
但是许多人把耶稣基督、把圣经当作是落伍、当作是没有知识、当作是违背文化或者阻挡科学进步的那些言论，因为他们的眼睛实在是瞎了。Many
people would consider what Jesus said to be backwards, and actually they are blind.
这是一件很可怜的事情。That's
a very pitiful thing.
在这个人与神之间的交锋的这个交界点的上面。
In the encounter between man and God.
你看见的人不得不承认，人的文化到最后就是个 confusion.
You cannot but admit that at the final peak of man's culture is a confusion.
二十世纪的文化是一个很重要的 repeat， 是从头再表演那个 confusion 的一个世纪。
The culture of the 20th century is a repeat of the confusion of the past.
Discussion without conclusion is confusion.
Discussion without conclusion is confusion.
Conclusion without discussion is dogmatism.
Conclusion without discussion is dogmatism.
这个中文也很难的哈。很简单的，讨论没有结论叫做纷乱，结论不要讨论叫做独断，就是这样简单。我们今天做一个基督徒的人，是不是呢？我们的这些思想是建立在混乱的结局里面呢？
As a modern Christian, is what we believe built upon a premise of confusion?
或者我们的结论是建立在一个迷信，没有办法讨论，也没有办法下结论的那种盲目的知识里面呢？
Or is what we believe built upon superstition on things that cannot be discussed and understood?
不是的。
No,
我们有一个敞开的心智，在自然间中间与大自然发生关系。
Because we can see through nature, we have a relationship with nature.
Mentality of open system to have a relationship with the supernatural being.
With supernatural being.
所以呢，在这个自然中间，我们看到了超自然的另外一方面。
So we can see from nature what is supernatural.
我相信呢，在十九世纪初期一直到二十世纪初期，整个一百年的中间呢，这一句话已经被认为是很落伍的一句话了 ，supernatural.
So from the beginning of the 19th century to the beginning of the 20th century, during this 100 years, to talk about supernatural is considered very bad.
我们可以把科学界的知识当作两种不同的系统来看。
We can look at the knowledge of science in two different systems.
一个就是在这个有形的世界中间，我们要求知的时候，我们用的叫做封闭的系统。
So one of them is to use the
closed system.
Closed system.
就是呢，我要知，我就凭着我的理性去研究这个有形的自然，因为我相信靠我的理性。靠自然里面隐藏的东西，我就可以知了。
In the closed system, because I have the power to reason, I will look to nature, and because nature can be observed, then I will be able to know.
这是非基督教知识论的基础同方法。
This is the non-Christian epistemology methodology.
Non-Christian methodology of epistemology. 但是基督教知识论的方法不是这样的。
But the Christian epistemology is not like that.
基督教知识论的方法乃是一个 open system, an open mind of the supernatural and the relationship between the supernatural and the nature.
But the Christian epistemology is not like that. Christian epistemology is based upon an open
system, 如果我把我
relationship between a supernatural and the natural.
我把我的头脑当作是绝对可能去找出自然界一切的知识的话，这一个呢绝对可能也已经建立在一种没有真正证明的迷信里面了。
If I believe that I can absolutely search out nature to know the truth, that absolute belief is built on something that cannot be known.
And that is superstition.
And that is superstition.
所以这个人可能称自己是一个非常科学的人，其实他就建立在很迷信的信仰前提的上面了。
He may consider himself a very scientific man, but he is actually building himself on the faith of superstition.
但是另外一种心智、同心态是怎么样的心态呢？
But what is the other kind of thinking?
就是呢，内心有一个开创的心态。这个心态呢，从基督教初期的圣经里面已经表现出来了。
This other viewpoint is to have an open heart, and this kind of attitude has been since the very beginning.
特别呢，在使徒圣经的第一句话已经表明出来了。
Even in the first sentence of the Acts of the Apostles had already been revealed.
Not at the cradle of apostles.
At the cradle of the apostles.
所以呢，使徒信心的一句话说：“我信上帝，全能的父，创造天地的主。”在这里呢，我、主、自然这三个关系，同 modern superstitious scientific method is totally different.
The difference can be seen from the first sentence, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And in that one sentence, it links God, man, and nature in a way that is totally different from the method, from the scientific closed system attitude.
现在的所谓科学主义就是在自我与自然中间要产生一个绝对知的可能性的迷信。
The modern scientific method is built upon the premise that we can absolutely know and have a relationship between the reason and nature.
基督教的知识论是建立在我与自然以及创造我创造自然 的这位玄之间的关系，建立起一个不是迷信，而是开创的知识论的方法。
But the Christian epistemology is based upon the relationship between God and man and nature, which God also created, and it's not based upon superstition but an open mind.
所以的，现在的科学主义把所有的宗教当作迷信，乃是一种侮辱，也是一种这个破坏性同毁谤的行动。
So the modern scientificism. Criticism of religion and calling it superstition is actually a destructive
blasphemy，或者是一种毁谤，你怎么这么讲呢？libel，OK，那么当你用这个方法来指证这个方法不对的时候。
When you use the scientificism to say that the Christian epistemology is wrong,
你怎么知道你这个指证是合理的呢？
How do you know that your criticism is correct?
好，我要你们自己思想了。
I would like you to think about
this. 相反的，当我从这个角度来指证这个方法不对的时候，
However, from the Christian epistemology criticism of scientificism,
我怎么知道我这个方法是对的呢？
How do I know that my criticism is correct?
所以这里呢，要用以公义的办法，以公义的态度来处理彼此指证的那一个。 到底哪一个是真的，哪一个是假的？
So we need a just system to sort out whose criticism is correct and whose criticism is wrong.
我们要讲两个很简单的故事。
I'll tell you two very simple stories.
一个是在这 Why I am not a Christian 的这本书里面 Bertrand Russell 提出来的前提。
One of them was the presupposition forwarded by Bertrand Russell in his book Why Am I Not a Christian?
他问了一个这样的问题。
He asked this question.
如果你问基督徒说世界哪里来的？
If you ask a Christian, where does the world come from?
世界哪里来的? 基督徒一定说, 世界上帝创造的。
The Christian will say, God created the world.
你再问他,
You ask him again?
那么上帝谁创造的?
Who created God?
基督徒一定一直爬, 后来就不能回答了。
The Christian will be numbless to give an answer.
所以呢, 基督教是个不攻自破的宗教。
So he concluded that Christianity is a system that will fall on its own weight.
很简单哈，人家传基督教传的半死半活，没有果效，他两句就把你打破了。
It's very simple. I mean,
真是厉害。
Those who defended the faith all this time, he was able to knock it down with two sentences, two questions.
Only two sentences enough.
当我很年轻的时候，看他的时候，哇，真是基督教真是没有办法应付这么聪明的人。 When I was a young person, I read about these two questions and I thought, certainly Christianity could not come up with a defense of someone as intelligent as that.
等我再看,
and then I looked some more.
再看,
and I read some more.
再看, 我就说, 你有没有搞错啊?
I concluded, are you kidding?
Huh? 你就 Bertrand Russell 有没有搞错啊?
You Bertrand Russell, are you sure you're right?
他如果讲数学, 我是可以顺服他的。
On mathematics, I would believe him.
他如果讲一些的哲学原理, 我也可以顺服他。
On some philosophical principles, I may go with him.
但是当他谈到神论的时候, 谈到神学的时候, 他正在介绍他自己是 very, very stupid, intelligent people.
But on the question of theology, he's displays his stupidity.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他正在讲他的神是被造的神。
Because he is trying to say that his God is a created God.
这是第一个故事。
That's the first story.
谁创造神?
Who created God?
When he says, who created God? It indicates that his concept of God is only a created God. 你明白吗?
When he asks a question, it demonstrates that his concept of a God is a created God.
从来没有指到问题的中心。
He never found the central point of the question.
他不过自我介绍他的上帝原来不是我们那个上帝，是一个被造的上帝，才要问谁造他的。
He merely introduced that his own God is a creator God, and he did not even know who created him.
另外一个很简单的故事,
there's another simple story.
有一天一个教授在课堂里面讲课的时候,
one time a professor was lecturing in his classroom.
他是一个基督徒,
he is a Christian.
又是一个科学家,
also a scientist.
所以他说上帝创造这个世界,
God created this world.
那些 modern student 耳朵就翘起来了,
the modern students, their head all stood, up.
这个 mutable ears 变成 Star Trek.
Their ears will become Dr. Spock.
所以他说呢, 你是基督徒吗? 你相信上帝吗?
Are you a Christian? Do you believe in God?
他说 yes.
He said yes, I do.
根据你说, 这个世界哪里来的?
According to you, where does the world come from?
这世界是上帝造的。
God was created by God. 所以, the world was created by God.
所以这个教授就是, 我相信上帝造这个世界。
Professor says, I believe that God.
笑完了他们就问, 那么请问呢, 这个你的上帝是谁造的呢?
After the laughter subsided, they asked, so who created the God?
这个教授说, 上帝就是上帝。
He says, God is God.
他们再笑起来了。
They laughed again.
笑完了以后呢,
again after the laughter.
他们以为这个教授早就失败了。
They thought that this professor is totally defeated.
原来这个教授问他说, 那么你们看世界哪里来的呢?
Then the professor asked him, where do you think the world is created?
世界是自然来的。
The world came naturally.
自然哪里来的呢?
Where does nature come from?
自然就是自然。
Nature is nature.
你现在看啊, 在这两个, 一个 open system 同一个 closed system 的对垒的中间, 你现在找出它的原因到底在哪里了。
Now you can see why there is this conflict and encounter between a closed system and an open system.
世界哪里来的呢?
Where does the world come from?
世界从上帝来的。
From God.
上帝哪里来的呢?
Where does God come from?
上帝就是上帝。
God is God.
世界哪里来的呢?
Where does world come from?
世界自然来的。
自然哪里来的呢? Where does nature come from?
自然就是自然。
Nature is nature.
差不多一样，对不对？ 一样的。
It's almost the same.
基督徒和非基督徒差不多一样的。
Christians and non-Christians are.
不同的地方在哪里呢?
What are the differences?
就是他的上帝叫做自然, 我们的自然叫做上帝。
Our nature, and we call our nature God.
We are so similar, right? 好像很像，对不对呢?
They apparently are similar.
不同的地方在哪里呢?
What is the difference?
我们都相信一件事情。
We all believe one thing.
The immutable and unchangeable essence as the foundation of the creation.
We all believe in the immutable, unchangeable foundation as the basis of that which created.
那不能变的。
It cannot be changed.
那永恒的。
It's forever.
成为被造界的本质，那个是什么？非基督徒说自然，基督徒说上帝。
What is the essence of the uncreated? The non-Christian says it's nature, and the Christian says it's God.
在自然里面有不变性吗？
In nature, is there anything that's immutable?
在自然里面有恒性吗？
Is there anything that's eternal?
如果你研究物理学，你越久越发现。 自然界里面没有真正绝对的东西，自然界里面没有真正永恒的东西，因为一切的一切好像都在变化无穷，所以呢，这个理论的本身是一个非常脆弱而动摇的理论。
If you are a student of physics, you will know that in nature there is nothing, everything is changing, and nothing is eternal. So you will immediately understand that the system, the scientific system, is built on a very weak foundation.
这个自然的中间，你要借着机缘主义，就是机会的主义。 产生这么完美的世界，你所需要的信心呢，是比基督徒需要相信有一位上帝创造世界更大的信心。To
have the faith to think that such a perfect world could be created out of chance, you require a faith much higher than the faith of the Christian.
所以我自从在这个大的混乱中间思考很久，结果我说上帝啊，你光照我的心，我结果我做了一个基督徒，因为我不敢轻看基督教知识论的方法同前提。
After spending so much time to sort through this confusion, I asked God to illuminate me, and I became a Christian, and I dare not ever look down on the Christian basis of faith.
不能因为我是基督徒，所以我的基督教一定对，尽量恢复基督教。
It cannot be that because I'm a Christian, therefore what I believe as a Christian must be right.
我应当从反过来的方法说，因为这是真理，这个真理的可能性比反对这个真理的可能性更大，所以我相信这是真理。
On the contrary, I should believe that this is the truth, and this truth being true is much more likely than the opposition to it, and therefore I believe.
当基督徒研究大自然产生科学的时候，他是先看到自然与超自然的上帝之间的关联，然后对这位上帝开创，才产生的科学的方法观。
When the Christian found out about the truth through nature, he immediately sees the relationship between nature and God, and then and his relationship with God, and he created the Christian scientific method.
这个可能性对没有信主的人来说是一个呢迷信，对基督来说是一个绝对必要的信仰。
To the unbeliever, they consider that superstition. To the believer, they consider it absolutely necessary.
而今天我要你眼睛打开来看见这个方法论，这个可能性是一个非常合理的可能性，成为我们信仰的一个基础。
Today, I want you to open your eyes and see that this way of believing is a very believable and could serve as a foundation of what we believe.
信上帝不应当是一件很害羞的事情。
To believe in God should not be a shameful thing.
信上帝不应当是一个不合理的事情。
It should not be an unreasonable thing.
因为那些不信上帝的人，他的方法论里面正是一种没有办法证明非科学的一种迷信的基础。
Because those who do not believe, in their belief, they are based upon superstition and can on methods that cannot be supported.
That is some kind of superstitious presupposition which had not any evidence before. 我现在要讲一个故事就要做结束，然后我们就问题解答，因为我再讲是一件晚上很难睡觉的。I
like to tell a story and then we would go on to the question and answer period. I'm concerned that you may lose your sleep if I were to continue.
1986年，我在阿姆斯特丹这个国际福音大会讲完道，要同 Billy Graham 还有许多重要的人物讨论洛桑的前途的时候，我就呢跑到这个 Cadwalder 里面，我们去开会了。
In 1986, I was in Amsterdam. After the World Evangelistic Congress, I was going to go to the Lucerne meeting with Billy Graham and other evangelists to talk about the future of the Lucerne.
当我要踏上一辆bus的时候,
as I was going to board the bus to this place,
突然发现了在这个 Central Station of Amsterdam 面前的那个广场，有许多的人正在听一个人讲道。那个讲道的人是用英语文的，我听得懂，所以我就开始注意他了。
In the square in front of the train station, there were lots of people listening to a person preaching, and he was preaching in Indonesian. Since I understand Indonesian, I was very interested to listen to what he has to say.
他讲英语文，第二个人就翻译成英文，第三个人翻译荷兰文，然后再等印尼文，这个叫做三位三题。
It was a threefold translational process. He spoke in Indonesian, someone translated to English, and then someone translated English. To Dutch.
所以那些人就看三个人，再看第一，再。
So they were going, listening to one person after the other.
他在讲什么呢？
What was he saying?
他说：“你们荷兰的教会很可怜。”
He said, "How pitiful you Dutch churches."
你们从前把福音带到印尼，现在印尼的教会大大复兴，你们荷兰的教会正在衰败下去了。
In the old days, you Dutch missionaries brought the faith to Indonesia, and now the Indonesian churches are. Prospering and your churches are falling apart.
你们要祷告，求上帝复兴你们。
You should pray that God will renew and revive you.
当他说你们荷兰人很可怜的时候，
When he says you Dutch are pitiful,
有一个女孩子说， Get out, go back to Indonesia. Never bring back anything we have thrown away to your country.
There was a young lady who said, Go back to Indonesia. We don't want to have anything brought back to our country. We have thrown away.
赶走的，我们丢掉的宗教，你不要拿回来。他讲得很大声。
What we had discarded, what religion we had discarded, we do not want it brought back.
我们在东方讲到，没有人敢这样讲的，这个叫做 democracy， 你懂吗？
In the Orient, nobody would dare to speak like that. But in the democratic society, you can say whatever you want.
所以我就走到那个女孩子旁边去了。
So I went and I stood next to this young lady.
大概是24岁、25岁左右。
About 24 or 25.
我就同她谈。 Why are you so angry with that man?
So I asked her why she was so angry with that man.
Sure, I'm so angry.
So she started cursing in Dutch, I suppose.
No, in English.
In English.
Then I told her, you must be something so you can be so angry.
So I asked her, there must be something that caused you to be so agitated.
Oh, sure, I'm something.
She says, sure, I have something in me.
我说你读什么的?
He asked him, her, what do you study?
Was it to philosophy? 你懂不懂 philosophy?
So she says, I'm a philosophy student. She asked him, do you know philosophy?
我说我懂一点点。
He said, I know a little bit.
他说你怎么懂 philosophy 的?
She says, how do you know a little philosophy?
因为我是教 philosophy 的。
Because I teach philosophy.
我说你读几年 philosophy?
So I asked her how many years she has studied philosophy.
我读了3年 philosophy, 你懂不懂?
She says, do you realize that I studied 3 years of philosophy?
她说,你教 philosophy 教多久了?
She says, how long have you taught philosophy?
我说,我刚刚教一点点时间,大概19年。
I said, I've
only taught a little bit, about 19 years.
他说你教什么 philosophy 的？
What kind of philosophy do you teach?
这攻击性很强。
Very much on the offensive.
年纪轻轻，血气方刚，刚修一点，好厉害啊！
Young person, she knew a little bit, so she was very aggressive.
越年轻的人，越喊得越大声的人，我看他是越自卑感的人。
The young person who is very loud, I usually consider them to be very self unassured.
你教什么哲学的？
So she asked, what kind of philosophy?
我说从泰勒、阿纳西曼德、阿纳西曼德是 Socrates、Democritus 一直下来，他吐分了。
So I gave her a whole litany of the philosophy that I had taught, and she got lost.
我问她你是读什么的？
So I asked her, what philosophy do you study?
她就试试看讲一些我不懂的。
She was trying to say something that perhaps I would not know.
I am specially studying in logical positivism.
She says, I am a specialist in logical positivism.
Do you know logical positivism?
She asked me whether I knew logical positivism.
Oh, do you know positivism?
Or do you know positivism?
I said, I know a little bit.
So I told her, yes, I know a little bit.
What is that? 她马上就攻击我了。
So immediately she attacked
me. 你懂什么？你告诉我。
What do you know about subjectivism?
Positivism is from, if I'm not mistaken, the French thinker called Auguste Comte.
You're right, yeah.
You know too, huh? 后来的就 Professor Ayer 也慢慢就到了 Ludwig Wittgenstein 我就对他讲了哇他就开始笑了、
so、she became very happy because I was able to name all the people who had forwarded that philosophy
我就慢慢把他带到旁边让那边的讲到可以继续讲我们就继续讨论下去了
so I took her aside so that that person who was preaching could continue and then we can continue
后来轮到我讲话的时候
finally it was my turn to speak
我说 if I'm not mistakenThe principle and the rule of the logical positivism philosophy is anything that cannot be verified in the laboratory does not exist.
So I said, if I'm not mistaken, the basic premise of logical positivism is that anything that cannot be proven in a laboratory does not exist.
凡是在实验室里面不能证明出来的东西都是不存在的。
That's the logical positivism.
当我讲完了，说 Yes, you're right. You're right.
She agreed with me.
Exactly right. 她以为称赞了我，很高兴了。
She thought I'll be very happy because she praised me.
我马上说 But do you know that theory had not been verified in laboratory?
So I asked her, Do you know that that theory itself had not been verified in a laboratory?
她吓了一跳。
She was shocked.
Oh yeah, I never know that. I never knew that. 我不知道。
She says, I never realized that.
Yeah, that's something, huh?
Isn't that something?
Yeah, so also, young lady, think it over and over again. Don't use your superstitious presupposition as your faith to attack other system of faith.
So I asked her not to use her superstitious presuppositions as a basis to attack other faith.
你今天信你知的东西。
Today, you know...You believe in what you know.
可能是你的迷信
Could be a superstition.
而你今天的时代的潮流中间所攻击的宗教信仰可能是真理
And the religion that you attack today could very well be the truth.
今天晚上我还没有很正式的谈到知识论更重要的事情
Tonight I have not time to talk about even more important things in epistemology.
我不过告诉你有 closed system, 有 open system.
I've just mentioned about the closed system and the open system.
作为基督徒，我不害羞地告诉你，我信上帝。我告诉你，我信上帝，并没有比你不信上帝更加迷信。
As a Christian, I am not ashamed to say that I believe in God, and yet my belief in God is not any more superstitious than in your non-belief.
因为在这个相对界的中间，我要肯定知识，我一定先有个前提。知识是可能的，而这个可能性已经牵涉到绝对性的范围里面。
Because to know that in this world there is an absolute truth, I need to have the premise to know that there is an absolute truth to knowledge.
而我对知识的肯定的这个前提，竟然在这个相对界里面要怎么建立起来呢
？How can I build the certainty as a premise to knowledge in this world of relativism?
所以相信有绝对界。这个信仰是无可厚非的事情。
So to believe that there is something absolute is a belief that you cannot criticize.
在这个现代的科学主义中间，我开创了我知识论的方法，相信有创造者、有永恒者、有绝对者， 与这个被造的自然相对界的关系，这个是很合理的事。
So in this world of scientificism, for me to believe that there is an eternal, absolute God who has a relationship with nature is a very reasonable basis.
感谢上帝。请问
，We thank God.
你以为你是很科学的吗
？May I ask, do you consider yourself very scientific?
你已经是很合理的吗
？Are you a very rational person?
你的知识就等于是真理吗
？Is your knowledge equivalent to the truth?
愿上帝继续光照我们的心
May God continue to illuminate our hearts.
给我们重新审查我们知识论的方法基础是什么
So that we may re-examine the methodology of our epistemology.
我们低头祷告
Let us pray.
Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to once again re-examine our own methodology of epistemology. We thank you for illuminating our brain, our reasoning power,with the basic principles which have been contained in the revealed Bible. Father, we thank you that there is no such a thing called knowledge without the presupposition of faith to support it. Father, we thank you that if we believe in you and truly understand what you revealed, you will go to the accurate understanding of the true knowledge. Father, we thank you that you are the subjectivity of the personal truth itself,that reveal yourself initiatively to illuminate human reasoning power and to give us the true foundation of epistemology. We thank you. We thank you for all the great principle, all the great presupposition as our basic faith before you. Once again, your servant, commit all the audience into your mighty hand. Continue to enlighten us.Continue to shine forth your truth and your light in our heart. In this immutable and changeable world, we want to open to the immutable and unchanging source of the truth. You are. You are the eternal truth. We thank you. When the voice of your servants stop here, we pray that your work of the Holy Spirit will be continuing in our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.